We got former Raider quarterback Bruce Gradkowski with us. Let's talk a little football. Let's talk up some of the stuff from Pro Football Focus. First of all, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since you've been on the staff. We've talked to some of the other guys. Why have you decided to work with these guys in the whole analytics world when there are so many people out there who are like, oh, numbers, screw the numbers?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I think we're more than just numbers. I think, you know, I've been very impressed working at PFF, just the guys I work with on a day-to-day basis. You know, so during the season, I'll oversee every NFL pass there is. And this year, I'll probably do it for college since we have some, you know, some schools not playing. So I find that fun to do. It keeps me engaged and learning and still learn a lot of football. But on the other side, I mean, the guys I'm grading with, I mean, these guys just grind. I mean, so it's not just me. It's you know, we got a whole basically coaching staff of guys that all they do is watch film, grade every play, every player, every game, and every little nuance to it. So it's really cool for me because when you see grades getting thrown out by ESPN or whoever, PFF, man, we grade every single player. So when I see a grade from us, I know what has gone in to grading that exact play. You know, because I'm on multiple calls during a day going over protections, going over assignments, going over routes, and we're talking over every play. So if there's any doubt on a guy's grade, you know, we bring the crew in, we all discuss it, we go over it. So there's so much detail that goes into it, and I have so much respect for the time that the guys at PFF put in to make the grading right, you know, and then that helps, you know, then it helps, you know, fans in fantasy football. It helps guys in the media understand who's playing well. It helps coaching staff put together game plans, you know, depending on, you know, how teams are playing, or even draft picks, you know, coming up for the draft, as many college guys as there are. So for me, it was a no-brainer. I think Chris Collinsworth and Neil Hornsby have done a great job with PFF. And I'm proud to be a part of it.
Let's talk about some current NFL news, especially the Raiders, and get your opinion on what's happening. First of all, Nathan Peterman looks like he's going to be on the squad for the Raiders. He just reworked his contract. No need to do that if he's going to get released. And he went from $2.13 million this year to $1 million. Can you take us in the world of football, like down the stretch here? What is it like having the organization start to kind of fish around who's willing to actually change their contract and give up some money? It's got to be an interesting situation.
Yeah, no, it's always tough. You know, this year is tough too, especially with the COVID situation, the pandemic going on and all that. But, you know, when it gets to that point, I think it's more important for guys to be a part of the roster. So I think when it comes down to it, you're going to try to work with the team knowing you would have been on the outs. I think it's also important now with everything going on that teams do keep three quarterbacks. I know, you know, it's been talks that the Dolphins are shopping Rosen. But I think during this time, you know, with COVID, you never know what's going to happen. And I think it's important to have three guys, and I think Gruden's comfortable with the three he has. So it'll be interesting to see. But I'm always happy when QBs get an opportunity because, look, you know, it's hard to play consistently good year in and year out. And, you know, when I see Tom Brady and Drew Brees, what they have done throughout their careers, it's super impressive. So I just like seeing guys getting opportunities, especially during this time, because it's going to be hard for some of the guys to make the team with no preseason games.